Okay, we're learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Yud Aleph on Beis, and we're beginning the Gemara on the bottom of Yud Aleph on Daleph. Tanan Hasim, we went to the Mishnah. It's a Mishnah in Erevin. Lo Yamid Odom Rishus HaYochid V'yishta B'shus HaRabim. A person shouldn't stand in Rishus HaYochid. Picture he's standing in his house, and there's a Rishus HaRabim well outside, and he sticks his head in and drinks from Rishus HaRabim. Or B'shus HaRabim, Yishta B'shus HaYochid. Or you shouldn't, in Shiram, stick your head into Shishiyach and take a drink. Why not? Because we're scared you might take it out. You might take the cup out and be mitzi. So it's a there the rabbanon. If I allow you to eat, drink it like that, you're going to bring it out. Aval, nechas roish v'rubay makom shushay. So he sticks his whole entire body into there. Roish v'rubay. Then it's mutter. Why is it mutter? Because there we're not worrying to take it out. He brought his whole body there, so it's not worrying to take it out. Taisa has a very simple question. Why isn't it Haitzah right away? Because he's drinking. He's taking the stuff from Shirabim and going into his body, and his body is in Rishus HaYochid. So why isn't a problem of Haitzah? That's the Kasha from Taima. Hashtanamiki, Yachnas Rosh Rubai, my Shari. Even Rosh Rubai, my Shari. A mafik Rishus HaYochid, Shirabim. Shalakech Rishus HaYochid, and Nochas Bitnai Rishus HaYochid. His stomach is Shirabim. So Taisa's answer is that the Hanocha is B'shas the Blia in his mouth. And then it goes further, that's nothing already, because we already had a Hanocha. That's Rashi's pshat, but also had a Hanukkah. Look at Tosfos for that discussion. And then this Mishnah says v'chein begas. The same halach is by a gas is a wine press. The same halach is applied to a wine press. Now we'll see in a second what that means. So first the Gemara declares what's pshat in the Mishnah. The Gemara declares a shaila about in the same Indian as the Mishnah in Erevin. We know in the Mishnah Eivin says you can't stick your head into the Shirabim, to the opposite Rishus, and drink from there. What about if the opposite Rishus is a Karmelis? And Balu, Karmelis, might. What's the loch of a Karmelis? On my Abayi, it's the same thing. You can't stick your head from Shiyokin into a Karmelis and drink because it's a Xer, you might bring something back with you. Rav Amar, no, he goof Xerah. Karmelis itself is only Midar Abonon. The whole thing is the Rabbanon. We're not going to make a Gzerah for a Gzerah, which means you're not going to make a Gzerah for the Rabbanon because it's a Gzerah l'Gzerah. If you have a Chukas Rav and Abaya, if you make a Gzerah l'Gzerah or not. Oma Abaya, no Amin Elo, let me bring a riot to myself that you do make a Gzerah l'Gzerah. Niktani, it says, in the Mishnah and Erevim, Chem Gas, same loch as by a gas, that you can't drink wine from the gas. My gas, what is the gas talking about? Yirish HaShayachid, if the gas is a Rishus HaYochid, you know, it was, let's say it was a 10 Tefachim high and 4 Tefachim wide, Tanina. So it's the same thing, like we said, you can't drink from a Rishus HaYochid when you're standing in Rishus HaRabim. Here is Rishus HaRabim, Tanina also. If Rishus HaRabim is less than 3 Tefachim from the ground and you're sitting in Rishus HaYochid, you want to drink from there, that's also a Mishnah. It's like, what's V'chein V'gas? Allah, Moshein V'karmelis, teach us then V'karmelis. That's what Abaye says. You see, even V'karmelis is an Isser, that's what it means, V'chein V'karmelis. Rava says, no, you have wrong pshat v'chein v'gas. Rava ba v'chein v'gas l'inyan ma'iser. So a whole different Indian. That v'chein v'gas, that ma'iser will have the same dinim as eating on Shabbos, drinking on Shabbos. V'chein v'gas and ma'iser will have the same dinim. What does that mean? V'chein rav'ash v'chein v'gas l'inyan ma'iser. So what does that mean? We'll explain it outside first. That halacha is that wine that's in the press, before it goes down to the bar, into the pit, it's still not considered completely nigmar l'maisa. So halacha is, if something not completely nigmar l'maisa, midaraisa, you're allowed to drink it without taking off maisa. Midarabanan, they said it depends. If you eat a derech arai, drink a derech arai, then it's potter. If you drink a derech kva, then you're chai. What's called derech kva and derech arai when it comes to a gas? So if it's the type of thing you're going to drink the entire cup and you wouldn't put anything back, that's called kvias. But if it's the type of drinking that you'll put the leftovers back in, that's called arai. So therefore, when it says v'chein v'gas like this, that if you just stick your mouth out and drink from there, that is a problem. Why? Because there, once you... depends on how to say pshat, but there, it could be, in there you don't spit it back. When you only have your mouth there and you bring it back with you basically, you're not really sticking your whole body there. There, we're worried that there's more of a kva. But when you stick your whole body over it and you're drinking only that place, that's more arai there. Because there, whatever you don't drink, you'll spit back out. What's the vart by only stick your mouth out there that it's also, it could be that's also gzera. The Rishash asked, it comes, it's also gzera. Well, I don't get into that so much. But look at the Rishash for a nice big discussion on that. But Al Kaponim, either way, the chilik is like this, that if you stick a whole Rosh Verubah over the gas, then it's a Derech Arai. That's Chayim Gas, which is similar to Shabbos. But I only stick my mouth out, that's Aser, that's Kva. If you stick your whole body out, that's Arai. If you only stick your mouth out, that's Kva. So let's read it inside. Rav Amachem Gasling Yemaisi, Chayim Rav Shesh, Chayim Gasling Yemaisi, the Tanai went to the Mishnah, Shoysin Al Gas, Bein Al Chamin, Bein Al Tzoynin, Upater. You let it drink over a gas, say if you use hot water to make Mezigo, or cold water to make Mezigo, you're Potter, the Rav Meir. Rav Lezer Rav Tzadik Mechayim, Rav Lezer Rav Tzadik calls you Chayim either way. And that we don't explain Pshat in that Mishnah here in Rashi. Rav Chamayim is a Chilik. Al Chamin Mechayim, Al Tzoynin Potter. Why? Because once you put in hot water in it, you're not going to return it. That makes the kviyah. Special machzer and samoisa. But by tzaynim, where it's, you didn't put any hot water in it, then you will put back the moisa, and therefore that makes it arai. So we're showing you the idea that by gas is totally in kviyah and arai, and therefore here also, that if you put your whole body into the bar, that's arai. If you only stick your mouth out there and you take a drink of water, that's kviyah. That's kvius. That way, you won't put any water, any wine back. Again, we're saying maybe the pshat is from the Rishash who learns pshat and more like that. That when you only stick your mouth out there and take a cup and drink, then it's very possible you'll bring it back to your rishus. But when your whole body's out there, you're not going to bring it back. You know, just pour it back in, and that's how it works. But kitzer, we have machlokes Rava and Abaya. If by a karmless, you make a gzera l'gzera. By a karmless, you're worried that if you drink like that, you're going to bring it back with you. So shayla, you make a gzera l'gzera. That's the question. Do I make a gzera for Ister Abana? The Gemara doesn't bring rise to that. Tana, I'm looking at our Mishnah. That's why this Mishnah of an Erevin comes into our sugya. Tana. Lo yetze ha-chayit b'machta yisomel chashecha. A tailor should not walk around with his needle a half hour before Shabbos. Shem yishkach b'yetze. Maybe he'll walk out with it. And the question is, my love, it's talking about probably it's in his baged. He's not carrying it in his hand. It's stuck in his baged, this needle. Im kain, it's only the rabbanon. Carrying a needle in your bag is only with the rabbanon. So we see, make gzera l'gzera. So don't go out a half hour for Shabbos because you might carry it in your baged. That's a gzera l'gzera. It's a kashan rava. So the Gemara, loy, ki tanya hi b'shab. No, loy d'nokele b'yad. He's holding it in his hand. The Xer is, when he's holding his hand, he shouldn't hold in his hand a half hour before Shabbos. Why not? Because he might carry it on Shabbos. There isn't not a kasha here, but Malachot Yitzchuchul Gufo, only as fast as Emes has a kasha. We're not getting into it right now. Okay. So the more kasha was, you see the Xer, everyone says, no, it was in your hand. Toshima, not a riot. It says in the price, so lo yetze hamachayit b'machta t'chuvu le b'begdoi. It says you shouldn't walk out with t'chuvu b'begdoi. So see, klar, you make Xer l'Xer. My love, Erev Shabbos, when Erev Shabbos shouldn't walk out with the machat that's in your baguette. So you see, even though it's in your baguette, which is not Derech Chaytzah, you can't walk out Erev Shabbos with that. So Dr. Marloi Kitanya Hiba Shabbos. That's talking about on Shabbos. On Shabbos, you shouldn't walk around with a machat at Chuvah Bigdoi because that's called Chaytzah. Midar Abanan, at least. Frank the Gemara Vatanya refers to Bryce, it says, Chayit Machta at Chuvah Bigdoi Be'erev Shabbos in Chashaycha. We have first of Bryce that says, here, now you're stuck. First, the Rishon says you can't walk out Erev Shabbos, but a needle is in your baguette. And the question is, Shloi Kedarkoi, it's not the way of carrying, and it's Erev Shabbos, so it's a Gzeru L'Gzeru. So it's a Kasha on Rava. So the Gemara, Hamani, Rav Yehudi, this Rishon that says it shouldn't go out that way is Rav Yehuda. Yehuda holds that if you carry it the way that Uman carries his needles, Yechayiv. With the Bryce is going to say a whole list of people carrying it different ways that only they carry it. And even them, they only carry it that way when they're looking for a job. They want to show everyone I'm a tailor so that they keep the machat tchuvah bigdoi. And we'll see other examples also. Tie it to the Bryce. Lo yetze chayit b'machto tchuvah bigdoi. And chayit shouldn't go out with a machat that's stuck into his clothing. Lo nagar, a carpenter, shouldn't walk out b'kisam shev'ozdoi with a ruler in it over his ear. You know, a carpenter works on a ruler over his ear. Loi sarek mashicha, someone who combs the wool, shouldn't walk around with a rope because they used a certain string to tie the thorns that they use for a comb or they tied the beged. Shabaznai. Loi gardi, a tailor shouldn't walk around be'ira. That's a certain type of wool. He used to stuff one of the spools with. shouldn't walk around with that over his ear. Loy tzaba bedugma, a person who's a tanner, he makes colors, shouldn't walk around with his swash of colors over his shavet tzavari, over his neck, hanging from his neck. Loy shulchani bedinu shvaznai, a shulchani, a banker, shouldn't walk around with his money over his ear. Mem yatzu apatavas, the Rav Meir. Mem holds apatavas, why? Because shleik a derech haitza. Rav Yehuda Amar no, uman derech umnasei chayiv. Uman, if that's his umnus, then he's chay. Shakalodon's potter. And Rashi explains, because the derech of these umnum, these professionals, they walk around with, when they're looking for a job, they walk around with a ruler in the ear, showing everyone, I'm a carpenter, please hire me. So the Gemara says, coming out, that's not exer, because here was derech etza. So look at the Gemara Vayta, continuing with the same Indian. Tani chada loyotze hazov bekisai mimyotze patav asa. A zov is a certain sickness that something's coming out of their ama, some a little like a liquid, and they put a little kiss, like a something to catch it, so it shouldn't get the clothing dirty. You're allowed to walk around out without on Shabbos. Loyotze hazov bekisai mimyotze patav asa. It's not derech etza according to this brisa, and therefore you're part of asa. Tani dech liyetze, a zov shouldn't go out of the way. Miyotza chayiv chata, si chayiv. So what's the pshat? What's the pshat in the stira over here? Two brises. One says chayiv, one says pata. So the Gemara is going to try different ways to answer this. Amar Rav Yosi. Loi kasha, Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda. Maybe I'm pasha teretz. One's Rav Meir who holds that even uman derech umnasai is pata. And Rav Yehuda holds uman derech umnasai is chayiv. So here, the derech of a zov is to walk around with a kiss. So he's chayiv. That's Rav Yehuda. Rav Meir holds no. Since it's be'etzem, shleik derech haitza, you're pata. Amle Abaya, no, here Rav Meir also be chayiv. Why? Eman Hashem le Rav Meir, mid lav hainu orchei. Rav Meir is only talking about something. It's not orche. Lemaisa, it's not orche to carry a ruler over the ear. And even a uman only does when he's looking for a job. When he's not looking for a job, it's not where he carries his ruler. So therefore, shloik ederech etza, to a certain extent, that's where he potter. Emesham le Meir mid lav hainu orche. Mid the hainu orche, if that's the way you do it, every zav walks around like this. Mishav le, you don't find that he's matter. Di loite ma'ochi al miata hediyet shechacha kov b'kachas b'shabbos. A hedyot, not a professional carpenter, makes a hole. Talk about an issur binyan over here. A hedyot makes a hole in a board on Shabbos. Now, it's not a derech to make a hole that way because he's not a professional. But the ma'aseh for him, that's the way to do it. So, amei ha'kanam le'machayev? You're not chayev? No, you are chayev. Because if you do something, the way you do something, you always do it this way, then you're chayev. So, a zav always walks around with a kiss. So, he's chayev. A junior carpenter always makes a hole like this. Therefore, he's chayev. So it can't be the teretz. It can't be the teretz in the stira in the two brises, because even Rav Meir should hold it's derech etza and yichayev. So what's in the brisa that says derech etza is pata? Elo Amar Rav Nuna loy kasha. Kam b'zov b'al shtai riyos, kam b'zov b'al gimel riyos. The halacha is that a zov that has two riyos does not have to have shivan akiyim yet until he has three riyos. So Zov two Rias wants to walk around with a kiss while he wants to know if he has a third Ria to know if he has to do Shivan Akim. But a Zov already saw three Rias needs Shivan Akim anyway. And the Shivan Akim start tomorrow. So Gemara explains, look how comes up Baal Shtei Rias, comes up Baal Gimel Rias. Maishto Zov Baal Shtei Rias, the Chai, if there's Chai, why the Boile Abdika? He needs Abdika. In fact, the Gemara Zov Baal Gimel Nami Boile Lasvira. He has to check to see if he's starting Shivan Akim. If the Shivan Akim is working, it has to be clean to see if it's clean. The day you become a Zav Gedoyla, that you have to have Shivan Akim, that day it's not negayah to start Shivan Akim. You have to start tomorrow. Afraid the Gemara, but I need it. I need my clothes shouldn't get dirty. That's what I need it for. Even about three Rias, that's a derech to walk out like that because you need it shouldn't get dirty. Amrav Zera, Hai Tanu Dama called Tzule Tinuch like a Chashev. This Tana holds, anytime you watch yourself from getting dirty, that is not chashuv, a important thing, and therefore won't be haitzah. And we will continue Metz Hashem tomorrow with this ending.